Blog Talk Radio.
Extremeness is here. XOHL, a view from the blue line. Sponsored in part by the Extreme Online Hockey League.com. Special co-host weekly. Call-in show. Come hear the hits, the stats, the rumors, and the hot topics. Come be a blue liner. Let's be extreme.
They're going to use what they have and do the best they can. From what I understand, the first game is now completed. I believe Team Mav won the first game, and I think the final score was either 4-1 or 5-1. So that's one game to none for Team Maverick. So Dire Wolf and Maverick need to step into Game 2, which will be here in 30 minutes' time. They'll be stepping into Game 2. You might see some new faces or some previous faces from the first game, but looks like we'll see the lineup they have for the second game is Twisted Dream, Sky QC, Dostavason, Jim from Files, Iceman 9, and Marchasaurus for Team Wolf facing off against the Blue Bundershock Kid, Bolts 91, Diomedes, You Can't Beat 3, and Rap God. So it'll be Rap God versus Marchasaurus. I know some of those guys are kicking around, so you may see them kicking around the line. So 10 o'clock Eastern, the Game 2 of the All-Star Series. This could be it, could be over. Team Mav could win the series this season. I think he had a pretty good show up. I think he was missing a couple guys on the roster. I think A1 Freak wasn't there as well, a freak of nature. So they were able to make some moves there. But we'll see what happens. Game 2, maybe Direwolf can pull it off. As expected, I think it was predicted on the show last week when we did the draft board that Team Maverick was probably going to take Game 1. And that was the score. It was 5-2 final. Brought to you courtesy by MN Holmes. Perhaps he may be playing in the second game. We'll see, and because we'll be able to watch that. We'll be able to watch that that game live, and we'll keep you updated throughout the show. And like I said, I don't have my current co-host with me. I know Caster's at work tonight, and I was going to ask for a special guest host tonight, but guess what? You get a chance to listen to my sexy, sultry voice all night long. When we come back, we'll do the wrap-up from the week before, and I'll give you my best opinion that of what I think and how things went down. You can believe me not, but we'll see. We'll be back right after this message. Well, after this song with the Paper Lions called Don't Touch That Dial.
Get up for a while and cut it on the sexy dancing floor. Don't touch that dial. Only if you want to
welcome back. That was the Paper Lions. Don't touch that dial. Good East Coast band here in Canada. So get a chance to check out their album, do so. They are phenomenal. So, yeah, I got a co-host with me, nice special guest. I wanted to bring him on in the air. I forgot to mention to him tonight, so by through chat box. We have Jay Resnick from the Winnipeg Jets. We'll put him a little on the hot seat, ask him how he thinks things are going for his team and how he feels about his performance. And he's going to sit here with me for the rest of the night as we update you on the score in the All-Star Series. Right now it's 1-0 from Team Maverick, and Game 2 will be set to go at 10 p.m. Eastern. They're trying to get their lines together. I'd like to welcome to the show, Jay Resnick. You're
thank
live
you.
Thank here
Thank you, Akara. What's going on?
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, buddy. So, did you play in the first All-Star game?
I did.
And you were on Team Direwolf?
Team Direwolf. It didn't go too well, but we all had fun.
Yeah, that's good. So hopefully they'll be able to get a line together. And if not, they'll probably maybe call you in for the next game. We'll see what happens. But let's talk about the league and how things have been going this week. We're now just finished week six. We got 2 weeks left to go. Trade deadline is this week, so we're going to see some big moves here this week. I don't know. You might see something coming out of Toronto. You might see something coming out of your team, per se. I don't know. But as far as the overall standings goes, as far as Holmes Rule dominating the points department, Jay Resnick, you are not far behind. And you, from what I understand, you've been playing pretty solid. You've played 29 games. You've racked up a whopping 82 points. Looks like you're a playmaker, putting out the assists. And I think you're probably one of the biggest parts to why the Winnipeg Jets are doing so. They're holding their own there in the middle of the pack. So how do you feel you've been playing this year?
Oh, we've been doing pretty well. You know, everybody goes through their rough patches here and there, but better to go through a rough patch now than, you know, the last couple of weeks when you need to win those games and get into the playoffs, because those last few playoff spots between like 6 and 8, I mean between 4 and 6, they're gonna be really close, and Every loss, every win is going to count at the end. So that one loss, that could ruin your season. So these next 2 weeks are going to be important. So, I mean, you know, we've had our success, and so have other teams. But if you drop the ball these next 2 weeks, you might not get to play in the playoffs.
And that's just it. I think for some teams this week, playoffs have already begun. There's still a bit of a battle for that last playoff spot. You know, Dallas is playing really hot lately, and it'll be interesting. So as far as your team goes, how do you think you've been playing really well this season? For good things coming out of Winnipeg, not only are you a fairly, I would say one of the top players in the league, the biggest thing that I get coming out of there when talking to Iceman and Disco, that probably got one of the best attitudes on that team, and you've been pretty quiet. You're not running your mouth in the chat box. You're not a show-off player. You just come up, you show up, you put the points up, you do what you need to do to help the team. And as far as overall play, how do you feel you're playing this season?
Doing pretty well. I can't complain. I mean, I could definitely, you know, improve in certain aspects. So could everybody else. But, I mean, you know, having that good attitude is the first start to trying to get a winning team on the right track. So, I mean, something as small as having a good attitude, or, you know, being, you know, learning other people's games and changing yours to help them. I mean, it all matters at the end of the day, because there's no chemistry, there's no success, and you're not going to go anywhere. So, I mean, everybody wants to be the best, but, you know, you gotta try to, you know, be a helper if you're that good.
Exactly. So, well, let's get things started. Between you and I, we'll run down the standings for this season, talk about what teams need to work on, what teams not, give our predictions for the following week. It seems to be a trend here that whenever I talk shit about a team, they seem to do well, with the exception of the Chicago Blackhawks. So this week I'm going to try to switch things around and try to talk. Well, of course, we always like to start at the bottom and work our way up. And this week we're going to talk about the Chicago Blackhawks, and I'm going to try to be positive for this team because I really like to see this team do well. So let's hit it up. That's right. We're going to talk about the roundup this week. Let's look at the standings as it stands right now. We'll just do a quick overview. It looks like Boston is leading that pack. They've been up and down from that second to first spot all season long. They're hitting there with 65 points. We'll start at the bottom and work our way up. Chicago Blackhawks, right now they sit at 33 points It looks to me that they are, let's say, 10, 15 points out of a playoff spot. Mathematically, I think that they have the possibility to do that. I know some moves have been made on behalf of the Chicago Blackhawks throughout the week. It looks like they've been trying to make some trade moves, trying to move some people, trying to grab some talent. And as far as last week goes, let's have a look and see what the record was. This is brought to you by Brace Robbins, XOHL by the numbers. You can view that in the article section. I always use this to review, get his opinion on what's going on. And he does have one up for week six, and it looks like, of course, Chicago went 1-6-1. Not much of a better week than last week. They did pick up Nazzy and somebody else they picked up in the trade as well. But they're just not. It looks like they're still struggling in the defensive department. What's your thoughts on what's going on over in Toronto, Resnick?
Well, or in Chicago? Unfortunate situation over there. We do know that, you know, they have the players over there to score the goals, but, you know, their goaltending the whole season, that's really been the number one issue, and it still is. If you don't play well in net, you're never going to win any games. Doesn't matter how many goals you're going to score. So that's like defense and goaltending comes first, and their goal scoring is not enough. It's not enough to get it done. So they got to try to change it up. I know Rap God is playing goalie now, so hopefully they can make some sort of miracle run these 2 weeks, because they're basically out. They have to win almost every game.
Well, yeah, like I said, they're mathematically, it is possible, but theoretically, it's going to be a bit of a challenge. They're 15 points out of a playoff spot right now. The way Dallas and Toronto have been playing, their only hope is that Dallas and New Jersey can have a shit couple of weeks and they can pick up some wins. There are still 32 points possibly to be grabbed these last 2 weeks, but, they need at least half of those. And not only do they need to put wins on the board, but they need to make sure that those other teams aren't winning, so they can grab those points. So, I hope Chicago does as best as they can. But, I know Rap God still has some plans, so we may see them move up the leaderboard. Maybe the challenge will be to get out of that last spot and not to be look like the GOATs. But it's going to be a tough battle for them, and hopefully they'll be able to pull it off. Let's move up the line to the New Jersey Devils. New Jersey Devils have also been struggling late these last few weeks. Looks like they may have had a better week last week. They were a 500 club. They went 4-4-0. A little bit better last week. As far as scoring goes, they're still getting the points put out by Lethal Sniper. I Dahmer has been a phenomenal addition to that team, but he can't do it all himself. He's only played 8 games. He's got 33 points. If they had this guy earlier on in the season, I think things would be a little bit different. They'd be sitting in a different spot. They picked up Black on trade last week, and I believe they picked up Hoxter. I think it was Hoxter, I can't remember. But we'll see what they can do tonight. All week, all season, since Tyler's been picked up, he's been bragging that he's going to help carry this team, but he has yet to do so. He's got a 5-8 record. King Direwolf is still their number one goalie, and he's doing the best he can. He's got 12 wins, 12 losses. But, really comes down to defense, and I think, in my opinion, defense and goaltending, because they have the line to score, they just don't have the, it looks like they're struggling on the defense and in that aspect. Now, there are rumors out there that Kaster and Pollock may be stepping back a D, or stepping back to goaltending. I heard that just through the grapevine. I don't know if that's true or not.
I think he's already played a few games at defense.
But I actually heard that he may be stepping back to play goaltender. So I know, so to help the team out, because I think that they realize that's where they've been struggling the most. What do you got to think? What's going on? What does it mean? They have the offensive ability to take things on, and they've got, you know, as far as defense,
that offense kind of blew up a little bit in the positive sense as of a couple of weeks ago, with a few moves that they made, picking up Dahmer and the Quasar, and I believe they got Crispy Kids also. So they actually patched a couple of holes that they have, and they have turned it around. They definitely, if they play their cards right, could jump into the playoffs very easily, but You just got to play solid hockey these last 2 weeks to get it done. Everybody's going to be trying to do the same exact thing, so the level of competition is only going to be higher between all the teams, so everybody's got to step it up right now, especially them.
And they're going to be hungry for the win. They got 43 points. They're only 4 points away from 43-6. There are a few points, I think 6 or 7 points behind
six
the Toronto
points,
Maple Leafs.
Points.
Yeah, 6 points behind Toronto Leafs at 49. So they are going to be hungry for wins. They want that last spot. If they're going to break out and they're going to have their best weeks of the season, this would be the time to do it. So I don't know what Eichel's going to have to do to push that team. But let's be honest with you, the Toronto Maple Leafs, since Poison Killer has taken over that team, I mean, they've been, I wouldn't say they're playing phenomenally, but they are being consistent. I don't think they've had a week where they went below 500. Toronto's got 8 points they picked up this week. They went 4-4-0. They're just playing. They're just a tough team to beat. They get big wins at the right moment. So if they're going to be winning, if they're going to be the team, if you're going to beat this team, then you're going to have to upset that the consistency that they have. So yeah. So what's your thoughts on Toronto?
Oh, they have definitely picked it up recently. I mean, acquiring Ploop was the biggest move anybody did in this whole season. His stats represent the way he plays. He takes the puck and he controls it, and he wins games for his team. The guys around him have also been playing really well, but ever since he stepped foot in Toronto, he has really changed the whole attitude of that team, and they're on the up and up.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. Here's the thing. Here's an interesting fact. I mean, No Name has been playing net for them. He's got a fairly good record. He's played fairly well for them. But I've played a lot of games with PK, and, you know, one of the biggest things, especially going into a playoff run, if you've got a goaltender that all of a sudden doesn't start getting, is playing crappy, Poison Killer, I said, would step into that role quite easily and be able to fill that spot because he is a damn good goalie. And he's shown it this season. He's 4-2-1. So he can play net. So that's going to be strong on their point. Of course, I agree. The offense on this team is phenomenal. So I think Poison Killer and TP has really kept this team together. It looked earlier on the season when Grant left that this team was going to maybe fold and fall apart. But they're doing it. And, even Angie Raffey's putting some, she's got a minus 19. She's played 15 games and she's scoring averaging a point a game. So, that's good. And everybody's playing well on that team. So it's really going to come down to how well they play. If they keep playing the way they have been playing, they will no doubt lock up a playoff spot, in my opinion. That takes me to the next team. I would say the most improved team this season, the one that we really kept our eye on this season, is the Dallas Stars, run by Rainbow Treasure, GM Snoopy. These guys have been phenomenal these last few weeks. They really picked it up when they needed to. And, they had the best record last week. They went 7-1-0. I think they went 6-1-1 the week before. Right now, it's basically, Bruce Robin puts it right, the Star Express. These guys have really, really made an improvement. This is going to be the team to watch. If they have another good couple of weeks after this, couple of weeks, we are going to see these guys in the top three, even possibly if they keep playing the way they do. Quite possibly we could see these guys, getting that first round bye. So what's your thoughts on Dallas?
Dallas, what an offensive team, I must say. I've played them quite a few times already this season. Their issue in no way, shape, or form is scoring. They know how to do it really well, and they have a lot of talented scorers on that team. Just from my own personal experience against them, they've always had a really bad issue with defense. It's been easy to get around them. But they're working on it, and their record has, shown that. And as long as they keep scoring the way they do and improving on defense and goaltending, this is going to be a very formidable force in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I tend to agree. I think the only weakness that I see in this team right now is their goaltending. Doesn't seem to be very consistent, but in the last few weeks, I think it has been. So if they can get the performance out of Snoopy and freaking nature that they want for the rest of the season, it's playoff time for the Dallas Stars. And I really think that they have a push to make it in for those two top spots in the league to get that original bye and keep up the good work. Of course, Twisted Dreams running that team with 80 points. Preds and Sky. Now, it's funny because at the first of the season, we were making fun of these guys. We made fun of how they drafted. We made fun of how they picked up their free agents. They made a lot of moves. They moved things around. They mixed up their roster, and now they're laughing in our face saying, yeah, well, we built our team. We built our chemistry, so look out, here we come. And I have to say kudos to Rainbow Treasure on that. He's built a hell of a team, and they're definitely going to be a force to reckon with this season when it comes to playoffs. Now, the Winnipeg Jets, Iceman and Disco, they are no newbies to the, of course, the arena. They have been also playing very consistently. They were one of those two bottom teams earlier on in the season. They pretty much remained where they've remained most of the season. They're sitting at 24-22-2 with 50 points, tied with the Dallas Stars, mind you. And I'm not overly sure what kind of week you guys had last week. I know you had a bit of a struggling week. You went 2-6-0. Of course, you're leading the pack over there. They're sixth in the league. Really, what it comes down to, from my opinion, the Winnipeg Jets, they need to pull the socks up and get back to playing where they were playing in the middle of the season. Because if not, they could drop pretty quickly, in my opinion.
I totally agree. It's been a rough couple of weeks. And we unfortunately just haven't been playing the best we have. We got to work out a few kinks. Like I always tell the guys, it's better that it's happening now so that we can work on it than, you know, the last 2 weeks where we can't lose. So it's going to be tough because everybody's going to be trying to get those last few spots. So the level of competition is just going to be that much harder.
And it's so close for that last spot, 49, 50, 50, and 43. I mean, it all comes down, if New Jersey has a hot week, then those Dallas, Toronto, and Winnipeg need to be scared because basically those three teams need to play just as well as the New Jersey Devils or even better this week. Because if any of those three teams have a bad game, bad week, and New Jersey has a good week, it's going to be a rough seventh week, in my opinion. So let's hope for the best over there. Jay Resnick, keep up the good work. Lito's not far behind you. Looks like you guys are playing well.
I can't believe he got snubbed for the All-Star team. I was surprised nobody even snatched him up.
Exactly. I am quite surprised that didn't happen. So is that your first line, you, Lito, and Dusta?
We try to get us three on the same line as often as possible. It doesn't always work out. You know, other people have different leagues. And I mean, you know, everybody's schedule is not the same. But, you know, if we have our choice, it would be great that, you know, to have them on the same line. Because, I mean, those two guys know how to play. Dustafson, he's only played 17 games. So just, you know, comparing that to other people's numbers, you know, if he played a full 30 games already this season, he'd be one of the leaders in points in the league, top five without a doubt. He's a Lito, Dustafson. We have a lot of really talented players in Winnipeg, so we have no reason not to be able to get it back together and start winning like we were doing those first few weeks.
Exactly, and let's hope that they can keep the track on an easy basis. So we're about 5 minutes away from All-Star game. Have you got the call yet, Jay Resnick?
I didn't get the call. I'm actually not going to be available because I'm leaving the house in about 10-15 minutes, so I figured why not come co-host with you for as long as I can.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So we'll move things right along quite quickly then. Let's move up the line. Montreal Canadiens, this is my team. Of course, this has been one of the top teams all season long. They went 3-5-0, had a couple struggling weeks. Again, this is another team that, you know, if we don't, start improving in these last 2 weeks, we could find ourselves out of that bye spot. Really, I think that's all the ownership is trying to, Seabass and Dinkins are trying to get this team into one of those two top spots so they can sit out the first week. It's going to be a bit of a struggle because I tell you right now, Boston and Nashville are playing really, really well. And, of course, Boston has been playing well all season long. But Montreal, definitely a rough week this week. Had a fairly good week last week, but went 3-5-0 this week. I don't know what to say. I mean, from my perspective as a player on that team, all I can tell you is it's defense. Chemistry seems to be doing okay, but they're really having a hard time getting the right fit for forward chemistry. They've got all this talent, but they're really having the right fit to get all the forwards playing with who they want to play with. And it's coming down to an issue of, you know, some guys want to play only with certain guys, and other guys want to play with certain guys. But when it comes down to this time of the season, you do what the owners and the GM say, what's best for the team. Unfortunately, everybody has their opinion, but, I mean, for the last 4 weeks, we've been playing with the mantra or the understanding that everybody will get to play with who they want to, but things might need to change. Montreal is the only team that you have not seen a lot of trade movements from this season, so it'll be interesting to see if Seabass and Dinkins are going to decide to pull the trigger, because if we keep playing the way we're playing, we're not going to top those spots. I can't really foresee that this team is that bad that they would drop down to out of a playoff spot. It's mathematically possible, but it's a total impossible. So I would say that they probably clinch that spot, but they just want to clinch that top spot in the number two spot. Would be nice number one, just so they can get that bye. Jay Habanero leaves the team with 64 points with the firm data right behind him. But the thing is here, I'm not sure if it's we've had some bad defensive games, we've had some bad offensive, not playing defensive games, and we've had some bad offensive games. So hopefully we can fix those problems and get things moving, because it stands right now, if we keep playing the way we're going to play, we're not going to get that second spot. What's your thoughts on these guys?
Well, I mean, for the most part, the goaltending has been really solid. You guys seem to play well together in the sense that your games, you hang in there. Montreal is leading the league, I believe, in overtime losses, which just tells me they've always been able to hang with those teams, but at the end, something always catches up with them. But honestly, in a playoff rush, that's the difference between making it or not. Overtime loss is something as silly as that. When the team's going to get knocked out by 2-3 points in the last spot, you're going to be like, wow, you know, even a few overtime losses, we could have been in a playoff spot. So, I mean, you guys are resilient. You hang in there. And the games, from what it seems like, stay close. And for the most part, you guys are, you know, you're winning. You have a winning percentage. But, you know, those overtime games could go either way. So it could be that's the difference between 9 overtime losses and 9 overtime wins, just a small little thing.
That's right. People always call them loser points, but whether they be loser points or not, they're still getting to where we're at. It is what it is. The numbers don't lie. They're there, so you can talk about them all you want and call them loser points all you want, but those loser points are helping keeping us where they're at. Nashville Predators, this has been a team to reckon with all season long. They had a rough week the week previous with the loss of Legacy. They probably could have had a stronger week. I know Legacy was serving a suspension this week, 2 games, and he had a week last week. But this week, with him back in the lineup, they went 6-2-0, exactly what they needed to do to bounce back by that. A1 Freak has been showing up to his games. So as far as last week was their one bad week. They're back. They're ready to play. And we do have a new leader now. Holmsrule has taken over the lead of the points. No Tretiak, but Tretiak's right behind him. So Nashville, everybody knows that this is the team to be reckoned with. Everybody wants to beat them. Everybody wants to play them tough. You kind of hope that these guys, being one of those teams in the bottom, you want to hope one of these hope these guys actually make it in the top two, so you don't have to play them in the first round. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
I don't think anybody wants to play this team in the first round. I can't imagine somebody who wants to take them on right away. Who would want to?
Those last two spots are going to be battled. We probably know by Montreal, Nashville, and Boston at this point. I think there's going to be a lot of teams like Winnipeg, Dallas, Toronto, maybe even New Jersey, hoping that the Nashville Predators actually make one of those two top spots. They're going to be actually rooting for them.
I think that's what everybody's hoping for, absolutely. Who wants to go against that offensive nightmare? It really is. Not only do they play lockdown defense with Somni and Damon and the other defensemen they have, but their offense is just unstoppable. If it's not Hone scoring, it's A1 Freak. If it's not him, it's Undershot. They just... It's a really tough matchup every time you play them, and you know they always come with their best hockey. So it's not easy. Nobody wants to face them in the first round.
Nobody wants to, and hopefully that won't happen. And I'm pretty sure Montreal will be safe with not having to face them in the first round, based on them fighting for that last bye spot. But, you know, there are some people that like the challenge and like to put it out against them, but to make your playoffs easier, I mean, just look at the points. You know, 103 by Tone's rule, 98 Tretiak, A1 Freeze gets 74. It's just that line's coming
up. Imagine if
constantly.
He played a full 30 games already where his points would be at. I mean,
it's
you know, he'd be right up there with Hones.
Exactly. And, I mean, 24 game now.
Plus 41, mind you.
There will be a suspension this week. I know Tretiak will be sitting out of the lineup this week. I don't know if anybody had noticed this, and I think the BOD are going to be infracting him for that. But he actually played more than 5 games last week, which is a no-no, of course. If you look under the league leader section, you can see that in week 6, he actually played 6 games last week, and that is a no-no. So I'm assuming that the BOD will be reviewing that. And infractions may be coming to this team, so this may hurt them next week, this little infraction that they pulled. So we'll see what happens there. Keep an eye on the infractions, because I'm pretty sure that, I'm not really in privy to what they've been talking about, and I've been kind of working the last few nights, but I noticed that the other day when I came on. He's got 6 games played last week, so that could hurt that team, because we all know when Legacy was off for a week, one of their top scorers, it really hurt them. They had one of the worst weeks that they had. So let's hope that it doesn't hurt them too much going into these last ones.
Lucky
for them,
they have a very sufficient backup or starter, or whatever you want to call them, in Freak. So, I mean, it'll hurt them, but I don't think they're really going to be missing him all too much with just everybody being able to work well together.
Yep, that's true. And last but not least, the Boston Bruins, to me, they've been probably the top team in the league most of the season. They've been the most consistent. They really haven't moved out of that top 2 spots. Overall across the board, what impressed me about this team is the amount of penalty minutes that they take and then their penalty killing percentage. So they can say to the league, you know what, we'll take the fucking penalties, but we don't care because we'll kill them off anyway. Could you imagine if they didn't take so many penalties and didn't spend a lot of time on the penalty kill?
I could not.
Well, they would be playing. I mean, look at their hits, 150 hits. This team hurts, and they injure people, and they hurt people. And, I mean, they're 32-15-1. I think that one overtime loss they had was possibly against us, but they're 65 points. They're 4 points ahead of Nashville and Montreal. 2,211 goals for. This is the most impressive part, the most defensive team in the game, considering that they have
Absolutely.
The most penalty minutes in the league. They've got 145 goals against. Lucha's put a phenomenal defensive team against these guys for this team. And not only are the defensemen playing defense, the defensemen are also, the forwards are playing defense. And I'm going to tell you right now that it's not fun playing Willie and DeChronic and Passenger. Those guys can move the puck.
How about those 23 shorthanded goals? I mean, if that doesn't tell you they're playing proper defense, I don't know what does.
It's almost like they play better on the penalty kill than they do at full strength.
Right.
Maybe that's, you know. So good job to Luch and Skull. They put together a hell of a team. In my opinion, if things keep playing the way they do play, these guys are going to be your President's Trophy winners for the season. It's still close, but, they're just a force to be reckoned with. I know Montreal had a pretty bad – we usually play them pretty good in the past season, but we had a couple bad games against them. And, I mean, they're just a phenomenal team. And, they had their worst week this week, and they went 5-2-1. So, good job to those guys, and congratulations, and hopefully they can pick it up. Will we see trades out of these guys? That's the question. Will we see any trades coming from these guys? Really, do they need to make
trades? They're working way too well together. Why would they even do that? I mean, offense, they got it. Defense, they have it. Goaltending, they have it. I mean, when you're playing that well on all cylinders, there's no reason to mess with it and try to add more. It's just unnecessary. They have a great system, and they're winning, and it's proving, what they're doing is proving that I would never change anything if our team was that successful.
Yeah, exactly. I guess they're having some trouble. Team Maverick is actually having some trouble getting guys play. If there's anybody out there listening, contact Maverick. And even though he didn't make the All-Star, he's looking for people. Get a hold of him on Xbox Live. He's looking for people. I was actually told, I don't know if you were listening, Maverick, and if you're listening, but you can actually play games guys twice before you have to go to guys in the community if you want to. So if there's guys that played in the first game, get them out. Just get them in there. And get the game started. So hopefully he can get a team together. I don't know what it's looking like right now, but so Maverick should have read the chat because I said that play guys twice if you need to, and if you can get those, if you get guys in the first game, by all means get it so we don't have a forfeit. So, I don't know who's not showing up over there. Let me go and make my predictions who I think it might be who's not showing up there. There you go. So you got Seabass kicking around Team Mav, fellow Frenchman. He'll come play for you if you need it. Team Seabass. Go have a look, and he will come and help you out. So hook up with Mav if you're interested in playing in the All-Star game, and because he probably needs all the help. They won the first game, so maybe they can finish it off. Like, where's the Ploop? You better be there. Uh-oh. Rap God, where are you at? You're supposed to be playing for Team Maverick. The hell? My own BOD not showing up for his All-Star game. He better be there. Give him shit for that one. At least would have given him notice that he couldn't play. But anyway, maybe the Ploop will show up. So that'll end this time for the roundup. Let's take a quick commercial break. I'm going to play some Classified for you. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some players this week and how well they're doing.
I'm probably going to start. Yo, let's take it back to the Maritimes, man. Can't take yourself too serious. Do that thing you guys were doing.
Classify with the Maritimes, which is fitting because I got my fellow Maritimer here in Canada from Quispam Sis, New Brunswick. Ladies and gentlemen, team captain of Team Wolf. It's King Direwolf. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Down one game.
Down one game. The game's getting ready to start. You'll keep us up to date, I'm assuming.
Yes, sir.
And it is broadcasting live, streaming live, and courtesy of MN Holmes. I'm just waiting for him to bring that game up, and you'll be able to keep an eye on that. Hopefully you guys will be able to take game two. Do you have a lineup for game three?
I do. The guys for lineup two actually all showed up.
There we go.
Lineup three is waiting to go.
Yeah, right on. Good stuff, good stuff. And what happened in the first game, you think?
We took 26 penalty minutes.
Yeah, that would probably do it. 26 penalty minutes is definitely would definitely cause you to have some trouble. And it looks like the game's underway. And it looks like it's 1-0 for I got that friggin' bell advertisement there.
Close yeah, it's Mavs team.
Mavs team's team red is up 1-0 right now in the first period with 10 minutes. My gosh, that clock's going fast. Are they playing 5-minute periods?
I hope not, but they could be.
You see that clock moving?
Yeah, it's going pretty quick.
Yeah, I guess it is. Wonder if they're playing 5-minute periods, but that'll be interesting to see. Can you do that on 6v6?
I didn't think you could, but apparently.
Apparently, that's a hell of a fast game. Yeah. Whoever set that up. Anyway, 1-0 Team Red right now, so obviously with the way the clock is going, it could quite possibly be 1-0 for the rest of the game. Oh, there we go. There's 2-0 Team Red.
I don't like that.
2-0 already up in the second period. We're live here, ex-OHL All-Star team. Well, let's finish watching out the rest of this period. We'll see what happens here. And, who set the room up?
I don't know. I think it might have been Mav.
Mav? Why are you playing 5-minute periods here?
It says room host. It's actually M.M. Holmes right now, actually, when I'm looking at it.
Anyway, it's still hockey. It's still even for each team, but it would have been nice to have it a little bit longer. But we'll see what you guys can do. Technically, you still got a couple periods to get in. It looks like Red is, pretty much got control of this game right now. And they're moving the puck around quite nicely here. And great puck move by this guy. Here we go. We got a chance for Team Blue moving up the ice. 2-on-1. Shoots. Big save by the goaltender. Wow. Big save indeed. 50 seconds left in the first period. Rapgod's playing net. Good stuff. And can Team Blue pick up the pace here? And it's Rapgod here. We may not see a game three if this keeps up the way it is. Hopefully somebody will say, hey, why are we playing 5-minute periods? I don't know. You might want to get a hold of them and restart the game at 2-0 and up the amount of period time. And that's pretty quick. It should be 10-minute periods, in my opinion. They're moving quite quickly, so I don't know if that's something they want to look at, but we'll leave it up to you guys. So while we wait for the next periods to start, let's talk about who's the top guys this week. This is the Standout Players of the Week, brought to you by XOHL.net. View this in your dashboard. For that real quickly. And just give us some breakdowns, Direwolf, as they come about. Because I'm not watching the screen right now. I can hear the back play, but just let us know. Looks like Holmes Rule has been the offensive power this week. Got 61 goals, 42 assists, 103 points. He's definitely taking that top spot.
The A1 Freak there has got 30 points in 5 games last week.
We've got a goal by Team Blue. It's now 2-1 in the second period. Looks like the clock might be fished a minute. Maybe the stream is just trying to catch. No, it's still moving quick. It's almost like they're on the 4-on-4 all game. That's what it seems like.
Hey, we'll try and fix it for next game. I don't want to stop this one.
If there is a next game, you better hope that they win. I don't know. You guys could probably play it out just for fun's sake anyway if you wanted to. The three-game series there. It's a best of three, but just for fun times. Trediak's still sitting there. He's leading the charge for the playoff push. He's got 28 goals, 70 assists, totaling 98 points. Of course, we've got on the defense from the Nashville Predators just dominating the standout players this week. Somni with plus-minus of 42. Got 19 hits. He's also scored 52 points this season. Skull Degree, also from the Boston Bruins, has been stepping up over there. Good stuff for him. Smitty, of course, has been there all week. 25 wins, 12 losses, 38 games played, with a 2.99 goals against average. This guy is definitely Vezina material. Marchessault, of course, is right there as well from Nashville. Just Nashville, just dominating these standout players. And, of course, Dinkum Maximus still leading the league in hits. He's got 204 hits. A1 Freak right behind him. If he played more games, would probably have. I mean, for the amount of games he played, he's only, what, 8 hits away from the league. So, in my opinion, A1 Freak is probably the better hitter here. Played more games, and probably would be throwing up the hits more. So let's look at the league leaders. This is the opportunity I'd like to let my co-host talk to me about. If you were to name two top forwards, who are the guys that you kept an eye on this week that impressed you, and who was not so much impressed? So let's start with forwards. Who do you got? You there?
Start on forwards, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd say
forwards.
A1 Freak, top guy. Five games played, 30 points. That's 6 points a game. That's pretty ridiculous for a week.
That is really ridiculous. And for $3.75 million, 30 points, I agree. A1 Freak is the player of the week, in my opinion. As far as defensive goes, you can't count the floop out. He still put 4 games, 17 points. He's climbing the stats. He's the million-dollar man. And, of course, Trediak and Honsrow, we've been talking about them all season. But really, A1 Freak, you're the guy to talk about. Who is someone who's not impressed you that should be up there? They're just not pulling their weight.
I'll give it to Eichel.
Eichel's pretty much
calling
every
Eichel
week.
On that.
Eichel, he's pretty much non-existent in this for this week on the board. I haven't really seen him play a lot this week. I think Eichel likes to play when it's a crappier team, so maybe they had a harder schedule this
four
week.
Four games played, 3 points, minus seven.
Yeah, Eichel, that's bad. As far as forwards go, defensemen, who would you give the 3 stars to defensemen?
I'd give Somni. He's been outstanding at left defenseman. He's got 12 points in 5 games last week, plus 12.
Yep.
Skull Degree's always solid. And you can't beat 3. Montreal's been, what has he got, 7 points in 3 games, plus 4.
Yes, sir. Yep, it's top 3. Who's not performing that they should be? Lucic. I'd have to say Lucic had a bit of a rough week. He only played 2 games. The 2 games he did play.
2 games,
I can't really
points,
say he had a rough week. Yeah, I can't really say he had a rough week. Really, you have to kind of look at who's played the most, who's played a lot of games and really hasn't performed. So, I mean, Buck Naked, he joined the league a little late there. King Manolis, maybe, you might want to say that he had a bit of a struggling week. But
give it to Reznov. 3 games played, no
Reznov.
Points, minus 10.
Yeah, where is Reznov lately? Like, this guy was Norris Trophy nominee, and he has just been non-existent this season. Looking at over the goaltenders, of course, Marchessault, actually, I'm going to have to give Marchessault the better week this week. He went 4-2-0. Goals against average wasn't that great. Smitty had
Freak
a rough week.
Freak of Nature has an 88 save percentage, 2 shutouts.
Yeah, so, I mean, Freak of Nature, Dallas, I mean, that's probably the success why they're doing so well. Smitty didn't have the greatest week this week, but he's still the top goaltender in the league. He had a 5.43 goals against average this week. He went 3-2. I can't say that I would say that he needs to get step up and perform, but because he's been performing all season, was there anybody I think that really needed to step up and had a rough week this week was Kurdog. He went 2-3, 60 save percentage. He let 5 goals against average. He had a rough week this week. Really, that's not Kurdog's play. So, Kurdog, you got to get your shit together and help these guys get into one of the 2 top spots. But Marchessault, Freak of Nature, you guys are on the top of my list this week. Good job. And overall, goaltending-wise, I mean, if we're looking at the Vezina race right now, we got a scoring update. Let's have a look. Tied now. Team Red 10 Blue are tied. So that means Direwolf and Dust. Look at that. Iceman scored the tying goal. That's a boy, Iceman. As far as goaltenders go overall, we can't touch Smitty. But Marchessault got less losses, but it's that goals against average, those shutouts, and that save percentage that's really holding Smitty in there. He's playing really, really well. And, Smitty is definitely making a run for the Vezina. I mean, there's a few goalies. I mean, Freak of Nature's stepping it up, and it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, Freak's really coming out of his own here in the last 2 weeks.
He is coming out of his own. He's got 20 games played. He's got a 79-point. He's got the best save percentage in the league. If there's anybody that's running for that Vezina right now, it's probably Smitty and Freak of Nature. And I would say that freaking nature is Smitty's probably got the edge on that. It'll be interesting. With 2 weeks left, the awards will be awarded for that Vezina, top Vezina. So keep that up. So there you have it. There's your top players of the week. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll update you with what's going on with the All-Star Series. Right now, we know they're going into the third. It's tied 2-2. I'm going to play a little song. What do I feel like playing? Let's play some... let's play a little bit of The Trues. Tired of Waiting. We'll be right back after this. We're back after these messages. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We had Not Ready to Go by The Trues. And things are heating up in the All-Star game. We're going to stay with this in the last few minutes. It's a close game. Try to keep you up to date. Looks like it's now 3-2 for Team Maverick. Just heading towards the end of the third. Beautiful goal. I think it was by Marchessault. Just a one-handed fucking touch at the short side of the goaltender. And just a beautiful goal. So Team Red is now in the league on a power play with 13:50 to go. Nice defensive play by the Blue, Team Blue, and they're going to bring it up the ice. I don't know who's who, but we'll try to keep you up to date as best we can. Team Red brings it in across the line, moves across to the right D, shoots just wide of the net. Probably a little delay behind in regards to my big shot from the point, fake shot, pass in front of the net, big save, another big save, another big save. Wow, who's in the pipes between for Team Blue? Who is that?
That is Marchessault.
That is Marchessault. Well done. So that was obviously Marchessault who scored that goal. He got beat on that goal.
It was Holmes, I think.
Was it Holmes?
Yeah.
So the puck stumped deep in the zone. Held behind the net behind Blue. Brought out to the line. Red can't keep it in. 12:29 with Team Red with 1 second left on the power play. The clock is moving quick. I think if there was a bit more time, they may have a better chance. So you guys really got to pull it off here. The clock is moving fast. There's probably about 3 minutes, 5 minutes left in the game, or 3 minutes left in the game. So let's see. Can Team Blue come back and tie this 3-3? Back to their own zone. Over the blue line. Oh, offside, off call. And I'll just come outside the blue line, just above the blue line for Team Blue. So here we go. Dumps back into the zone. It's deep. Back to get it. Here comes the breakout pass. Nice play by Blue. Dumped back in. They're going to play the dump and chase game. Looking like the Toronto Maple Leafs here. Better not play like the Toronto Maple Leafs. You'll never tie the game. Here goes. Brought back to the blue zone. Blue brings it out. Across the red line. They've got numbers. Dumps it towards the puck. Great defensive play in front of the net. Back around behind the net. Deep in the corner. Here comes Beach. Oh! almost had a tying goal there. That was close. Very close. Reds having some trouble in their own zone. Looks like Blue is buzzing like bees. And Red Wings out.
Well.
Nice defensive play. We are down to the wire here. 6 minutes left. Blue's trying to bring it out. No stupid moves here, boys. Got to play tight hockey. We're going to see the rush here. Crash the net. Nice defensive play by the Red team. And here, wide alone front shoots. Oh, here's a move. Scoop. Oh, wide of the net. Wow, too many passes. Somebody should have put that puck on the net. One too many passes. Just costing the game probably.
Nice.
3 minutes. Here we go. Nice defensive play in front of the Red net. And they bring it out. They've got numbers. It's 2-on-2. Here comes the third man late. They're going to try the old hold the stick back, look for the penalty, and we've got 2 minutes left in the game. The clock will slow down. And it comes back into the red zone. 1:20. I can't even keep track of the clock. It's going so damn fast. We're into the final minute. It's an extended time, of course. Can they tie the game? 3-2.
Oh.
Nice play. Blue drops it in the neutral zone. Brings it in across the line. Team Red grabs it, puts it in behind the net. Up the boards. Up over the line. They've got numbers. Nice big save there. Good grab on the rebound. No, shoots, he scores! That's it. It has been locked down. Team Red takes the game 4-2. It's really hard going to see if they can catch up on this. There's 34 seconds left. They may be able to tie this up, but it doesn't look great. Great game played. I think that the clock ran a little faster. Might have been a different story. Might have been a closer game, but it's just as competitive as well. Defense looks to be strong in front of the red net. Oh, almost had a breakaway pass there. And back up over the line. Here comes Blue for one more shot. And there's a penalty. So that pretty much ends it for Blue. It looks like Team Maverick will take the All-Star Series. Whether the two guys decide to play the third game just for the fun of it, we'll find out. We'll know. But it looks as far as the winning the series, Team Maverick has won that. Congratulations to Team Maverick. And perhaps you guys, I don't know, you guys can get together and play the third game if you want to, just for fun, and make it a good time. So we're back live. We're going to talk about trades. We see the game's over again. We'll keep you up to date if they plan to play that third rubber match just for the hell of it. But congratulations to Team Maverick. You guys definitely enjoyed, played a hell of a series there, and there you have it. What does that sound? Okay, whatever. So let's talk about trades this week. Looks like some big trades have been moved. Actually, as of Friday, there was a lot of moves this week. New Jersey has been on the move as we expected. Looks like they removed, they traded Swift, King, Brace, Robin. But Pearl or Brace has been moved around like I changed my underwear. But looks like Swift, King, Brace, Robin, BF Sniper going over to Chicago. And they picked up Oblak and Bravo Bob-O-Matic. So, really, we haven't seen, since that trade's happened, we haven't seen any improvement in Toronto. But as you know, Chicago moved Black and Bob-O-Matic. So, as far as New Jersey goes, has that been a pretty successful trade for you guys? Have those guys stepped up, Black and Bob?
They both played like two games last week. We had to play Black at a position because we have left defensemen. I didn't see very much happen with that deal. Didn't really affect our team that much. It just moved some players. Didn't fix anything.
And so we'll talk about this a little, because out of all the teams in the league right now, besides I would say you, Chicago, yes, they're on the cusp, or even may have fallen off the cusp, but really. You, Toronto, and Dallas are going to be in a heated battle for these next 2 weeks. Let's be honest, right?
Yes, yeah.
And it's going to be, it's playoff hockey right now for you guys. It's beginning now. Could we see any more trades come out this week with the trade deadline coming up, do you think?
I don't think so. I think we're pretty much moving forward with the guys we got.
Right on. And at this point, it would have been nice if you could have had Dahmer earlier in the season, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the way he's playing, it would have been nice.
Yeah, exactly. So also trades on the board, Dallas moved Nisk and Nazzy over to Chicago for Hoekstra and Bobby Orr. And I see that Chicago actually dropped Bobby Orr down to the undress bench, so I guess he's on waivers right now, so maybe teams will be picking him up. I know his availability has been sketchy, but Chicago moved Hoekstra. I don't know if that's been a big improvement. Probably has for Dallas because the way they've been playing. Of course, Rev It Up As and Bolts 91 went to Winnipeg for horse hockey and Bassani. Iceman got rid of Bassani after he decided to get in the chat box and bitch about not getting any games, even though Iceman was going to put him in a couple games. So Iceman said, yeah, you want to be a douche? We'll move in. You can go sit on someone else's undressed bench. So that's the way it is. And, of course, Nash, and that's all the trades that happened this week. We will probably be live with you guys on trade deadline night to discuss with you. We'll be up here until the clock kicks down. I think it'll be Wednesday night at midnight after the last game. So we will be here live with you guys during that time to see if there's any last-minute trades that come through. I don't think they've actually set the day and time, but I know it is the end of next week, so the BOD will probably be announcing that very shortly. So with that being said, it's time to move to one of my favorite segments of the show. As usual, I like to talk about him everywhere because he thinks I have a man crush on him, he says. But let's talk about the Million Dollar Man this week. And let's see how he's making out. That's right, the Million Dollar Man, our highest paid player in the league. You guys all know him. I believe it's the Bloop. $8.5 million, the Bloop. I asked him one day, I said, why did you ever come up with that name, the Bloop? He said it sounded funny, and of course it does. It does sound funny, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And not to be confused with the Poop, but the Bloop is definitely the Million Dollar Man. Millions dollar man, and every week we take a look at see how he's improving. This year's bet is if he can definitely crack the top five. Was originally, because he came in late in the season, that we gave everybody $1,000 in money, but I think we now chalked it up to make it a little easier for you guys, is he just has to beat Eichel now, and let's see how we're doing here. So let's have a look here and see where we got Eichel sitting at. Let's go here, season stats. Let's move the list down and have a look and see where he's at. Looks like Eichel is sitting there with, what's going on here? Oh, I got a list of defense, all positions. Here we go. My bad. Where are you, Eichel? I know he was in the top 10.
Actually, the Ploop did pass Eichel.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. The Ploop did pass Eichel. You know what? I mean, he might crack the top five here, or even top 10. That's impressive.
He was top five last week, so he's definitely up there.
It's hard to say here, but the Million Dollar Man currently at this time has passed Eichel 9. Can he hold on to that spot? He is sitting with 60 points, and fuck, Eichel dropped way down, didn't he?
4 games last week.
Wow, Eichel, you're like almost like you're not existent. Where is he? I can't even find him on the list. There he is. He's hovering at 57 points, 60 points behind the Ploop. Not 60 points behind the Ploop, but he's a few points behind the Ploop. He's got 3 points behind him. So it's still any game anybody's yet. The Ploop, I mean, I'll put...
He's 3 points in 4 games. He's not going to catch up.
Whew! The Ploop is hot. It's hot. And he's got 60 points in 17 games with a possible, let's say, 8 games left.
Plus 21 too.
He's averaging how many points a game? He's got 17, 60 points.
Almost three, over 3 goals. Or 3 points a game, almost.
3 points a game and 8 games left. That's another 24 points. Yeah, it's, if he keeps playing the way he does in the Eichel, everybody's going to win themselves $1,000. And, congratulations to everybody if the Ploop can do it. So let's cheer him on. Go, Ploop, go. And there you have your Million Dollar Man. That's right. We got somebody else on the air here. Let's bring him on the line. Welcome to the Blue Line. You're on the air. This is Lacar 22. Who is this, and what are you saying?
Hey, what's up, Lacar?
Hello. Rapkov, what's going on, buddy?
What's up? How's it going?
It's going all right. Did you guys win? You won your game, didn't you?
Oh yeah, that was very fun.
couple of good saves. We watched that live on the air. Good stuff. And Team Maverick. Are they playing a third game for fun, do you know?
I messaged Maverick. I'll let him know I'd play if he needs me to, and I haven't heard anything back, so I don't know what that means.
I'm assuming that probably means I don't know. So let's talk with GM. Let's face it. Since I've got you here, let's face it. Your team sucks. And I've been saying that for the last 3 weeks. It's one of the worst performances in the league I've seen yet. But I have to say, nobody's quitting. Which is odd because
I guess we got the group of guys together that let's face it, I thought they were gonna play together well, and we basically all suck. We've tried everything. I've tried playing outside of my position. I've tried playing goalie. Nothing's working. I tried moving people, and there's a couple pieces I'm not allowed to move, as probably most people know. Unless I get a clearance for it, then I will. But I'm stuck to it now. I got a team, and nobody else wants anybody else. So
you got a week of trades left. I mean, something's got to happen. You got to pull someone's got to pull the trigger here, because mathematically, you guys are still in this. And like I said, if you have all you need is one good week, two good weeks, and the hope that Dallas or Toronto, most of Toronto has a couple shitty weeks. So I mean, it is possible. It's in the realm of possibility to get in there. But it doesn't look good in your favor if you guys are going to go, to be honest with you, if you're going to go into this week or even next week with what you have, because obviously it's not working.
Yeah, oh yeah, without a doubt. That's why I made those two moves, and suck right now, basically. I have no clearance to move other people, so.
Well,
I had offers
for
players that aren't movable, and they just can't do it because I'm not going to get pitched at.
Just do it. I dare you.
Oh, I'm about to, honestly.
So what have you saved?
Your owner will
just
come in
problem?
And cancel the trade.
And you guys have the talent.
Problem.
You have the talent to do what you need to do. What's the problem?
I think the issue is would be more or less not playing together well, or not playing together at all, not jumping on before games, not staying later, not talking during games. It's a lot of problems. At the beginning of the season, we had defensive issues. We had people not wanting to play per se, wanting more games when it was just a whole shit show. So I got rid of some of those players, and then now I thought bringing in these guys, it would be a better week. We started off losing Nashville in overtime and then beating Winnipeg. And then we lost six straight. So I don't fucking know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, every week I've been calling you guys shit, because what happens in the trend of the show, whenever I give a team a hard time or praise them, they seem to do better that week or do shittier, and I've been calling you guys shit all season. And nothing's happening, so you guys really must be shit. you know what I mean?
We must really be shit.
Something drastic needs to happen on that team, in my opinion. If I was owner, or even if I was a GM, something drastic needs to happen. You need to make the leagues go, holy fuck, and make that shit happen, because time's ticking, and the time has already been ticking for you guys. I mean, you've got a lot of work to do. And to be honest with you, if in my opinion, and solely my opinion, if you guys actually make a playoff spot, well, then I will shit my pants and sit in it for 2 hours straight if that happens. So, I mean, it's literally, if you could turn that team around in 2 weeks and make a playoff spot, I definitely would be a Jack Adams contender for that, because that would be a hell of a team management if that could happen. And because, let's be honest, you've got the talent, and the talent is just not doing what it's supposed to be doing. I mean, I'm looking at this roster. Henderson, I mean, he's leading the team in scoring. He's doing what he can. Kessel, he's doing what he can. Foxbrook's doing what she can. Now, she's having a bit of more of a rough year this year than she did last season. I don't know if that's a big issue there. Rapgod, I mean, you've been pretty much playing every position. It's madness that they can't get you at full. Yeah, as usual. You're not getting the performance out of a Rebel, but it's hard to be a top goaltender when you're facing over half. I mean, you're halfway to 1,000 shots on the guy, and considering he's had 500 shots on him, he's still sitting with a 70 save percentage in the last place team. I mean, that's still fairly good numbers for a goaltender. I mean, he's doing what he can. He's probably just, you know, it's hard to go into games every night and take a, you know, 10 loss, 9 loss, 8 game goal loss or whatever, and it just bears down on your mentality. So you've stepped behind the pipes. You haven't done much better yet, but again, it's another issue. Is it defense that's the issue, or, like, is it like, where the fuck is Reznov? Like, Reznov has pretty much been non-existent. He's top defenseman every season, and...
Basically, I think what's been going on since I stepped back is we can't score now. I think we lost to Boston 3-1. We were tied 1-1 going in the third period. I kept it as long as I physically can at 1-1 for giving up 2 goals. I mean, it's going to happen. And then I think we lost 3-0 to another team, and then we got shut out again to another team. I was in that, it's like, well, what do you guys want me to do? I can't, you know, I can't have a shutout every single fucking game.
Yeah. So trade deadline kind of looks like it is actually up there on the calendar right now. Trade deadline is actually Friday night. I'm assuming it's probably Thursday at midnight is probably when the trade deadline is. I mean, it's going to come down to trades or people just start need to step it up. What kind of schedule do you got? You know what I mean? Let's look off the bat. The first night this week, you've got two tough teams, Boston and Montreal, and your first two games doesn't look good in your favor. And then towards the middle of the week, you face New Jersey, Dallas. Who else are you up against? You got Dallas. You've got Toronto. So those are going to be huge. If you can pull off a couple wins on Sunday night, go into those games on Wednesday, Monday and Tuesday with the two people you're contending for that spot, you guys are sitting pretty. It's looking good for you. So really, if it would be an extra bonus, icing on the cake, bun in the oven or cock in the rectal area, I don't know what you want to call it, but if you can win those two games on Sunday night against those two big teams and go into those games in midweek, facing off against, you got New Jersey, Winnipeg, Dallas, Toronto. Those are huge games, and you're looking pretty. I mean, that could be doable if you could sneak wins out of those guys this week. And it really comes down to this week. If you can have a undefeated record, you might just have a chance. You might just have a chance to make a scream up there because majority of those games, it's those three that you're battling the spot. So mathematically possible, but theoretically it doesn't look good. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I don't want to bash anybody on my team, but I've tried all season, and with no pull, it doesn't really help me that much. I'm going to try. If there's owners or GMs listening right now, send me offers, talk to me. Listen, I'm just going to do it. If there's something good, I'm going to pull the trigger. I'm not playing. So if there's something out there, let me know.
Don't say that too loud.
So
you're going to have seven.
Yeah, it looks like right now, like Lucci just put out in the trade block has been updated for the Boston Bruins. I don't know why the hell they would trade anybody. It looks like they have everything solidified. I mean, this team's President Trophy team right here. And am I reading this correctly? Does Lucic want me to come out and have a beer with him? Huh. Usually he does. I didn't think he liked me. Apparently, Lucic, I will come out and have a beer with you if you buy me 2 double cheeseburgers. Okay? If I get 2 double cheeseburgers, then I'll come have a beer with you. I want 2 double cheeseburgers, though, because apparently I'm a fat bastard. And when I eat cheeseburgers, I always eat them in pairs. Yeah, I know I'm fat. So what of it? I like food. What's the problem here? Do you guys like food?
I like food.
I like food. So what's the problem here? Yeah, I'm a fat bastard, but at least I'm pretty.
Rabbit's going to Ottawa too. We should all just hook up in Ottawa.
Exactly. I mean, I'll come pick you up, buddy.
Sounds good.
I'll pick you up. We'll go up. We'll drive the T-can up into Quebec. Stop at the strippers in Montreal on the way. Right.
Yep.
We'll go to.
Then
we'll
you guys
stop
drive all the way down the states to get me.
No, you're too
far.
Well,
you're in. Aren't you in New York? You can just cross over the border and meet us in Quebec, can't you? Or in Southern Ontario?
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Pick you up the bridge.
Yeah, of course.
We'll pick you up the bridge, and then we may take a couple days because we'll be at the strip club there in Montreal. Well, quite a few of them.
Oh, that's all right.
We'll see what happens, and we'll see what happens, and we'll go meet Lucic for a beer. Be double cheeseburgers around for everybody.
And Rabbit's gonna be there. It's gonna be a party.
Gonna be there, and I hope Skull Duggery will be there too, because he can give me a couple double cheeseburgers. I'll take four double cheeseburgers, because I love double cheeseburgers. Who here doesn't love double cheeseburgers, right?
Hey, you're right.
Let's
you're
be
right.
honest. Who's gonna downplay the double cheeseburgers? So congratulations to Team Mav. You built a team there. We all thought that a lot of talk around the league that you guys didn't know what the hell you were doing when you were picking your team, but you proved otherwise, and you won the series. And I think next season we'll look at doing the All-Star Series during the week, and it looks like Saturday nights might not be the best. We'll take a night off from hockey and do the All-Star Series then. But where are we at right now in the show? Let's talk about, since I got you here, Rap God, and you could have been a contender for this, but you actually got your chat box banned. So let's talk about the Freak Out of the Week. That's right. The time of the show where we talk about who freaked out in the chat box. I haven't been around a lot this week. I haven't a chance to troll as much as I should. Anybody who might fit this, who might be nominated for this award?
I don't know.
Well, I know Miller.
Really,
Miller had an opportunity to be nominated for this award, but he quietly sent a message to Foxburg on Facebook saying, "Chatbot, ban me now, before I get myself banned
so
for the season." He does that on a regular basis. As you all know, that Rap God, a.k.a. Miller, is on a tight leash this season, so he has to be very careful what he says and how he says it, because of his antics last season. We didn't get into too much detail, but we pretty much got him on a tight leash, so kudos to him for, you know, preempting his chat box. Preempting his chat box blow up. I think as he had a game against, who was it last week? Kind of irked you a little bit?
I think it was Bassani.
Oh, yeah. Bassani usually every week. He's online right now. Just give me a shout out, Bassani. You're still on the undressed bench. I'm going to start. Bassani, I'll pay you for your gamer tag change. We'll call the undressed bench king. And just keep digging your hole deeper and deeper.
Or just,
of course, Iceman
like Captain Pine Rider or something like that.
Captain Pine Rider, yeah, that's definitely. Not only can you use that in an internet hockey sense, but also in a. Sounds kind of dirty, too.
Yeah,
Captain Pine Rider.
I'll toss money his way if he's willing to do that.
There you go. Kid Direwolf says he'll pay for your gamer tag change if you change to Captain Pine Rider. But anyway, Freak Out of the Week. I really don't know who to give this to. Looking for suggestion, I would say you can't really nominate Rap God because he didn't actually do the freak out. But
how about Iceman?
Yeah, Iceman had a bit of a rough week in the chat box. I've been playing hockey with Iceman for about 4 years now, maybe a little over 4 years, and there's one thing that sets him off every time. All you gotta do is make fun of his spelling. Hates it. Can't stand it. He doesn't, like, I don't know why it bothers him so much. So, if you ever want to get him worked up in the chat box, all you gotta do is just wrote a little, learn to spell, or go back to grade 6, or can't you read and write? It's quite comical, really, when that happens. So,
oh, yeah.
My Facebook's gonna be flashing here in any minute and saying, "What the fuck you doing, Lucara? Telling everybody that." Iceman, I'll be honest, me and Iceman have been at odds lately. Turned into a little whiny bitch, like everybody else. Bunch of adults here can't learn not to stop whining and act like adults. But we're over now, just like guys. We'll probably go have a beer, smoke a joint, we'll be all good. But even though I don't smoke joints, but I'll watch him smoke joints because he smokes lots of joints.
Okay.
So, free card of the week, let's give it to Iceman. You guys agree?
Yeah, sure.
Hell yeah.
Iceman, you got freak out of the week, buddy. And you're freaking out on chat box with me right now, I'm pretty sure. And let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll open up the phone lines to discuss. You know what? Let's make tonight's topic, what the fuck does Chicago got to do to get into the playoffs? That's a nice topic on the hot seat. We'll be right back after these. Joel Plaskett with True Patriot Love. There you have it. That is Joel Plaskett in the emergency with True Patriot Love. Another good Maritime band. We're praising the Maritime bands here in the Blog Talk Radio / View from the Blue Line. We're back. We were going to talk about how Chicago can, any suggestions on how Chicago can run the team. You know, you really should take suggestions from Poison Killer, you know, how to run a team, because that guy knows it. And maybe even Rainbow Treasure. Or hell, even... Lucic might be a person to take some suggestions from there. I'd like to hear from Lucic on the line. So let's while we get callers in on the line and we can talk about how things can improve over in Chicago. Because one thing I do have to say about Chicago, you mean in any situation in the league, usually when a team is doing as bad as they are, you just see disarray and the people not show. They're not taking any forfeits. People are showing up to their games. So you know you have to praise them for that. And, you know, I mean, they still have a shot mathematically. So, who knows? Jesus, fuck, maybe they could go undefeated these next 2 weeks. Who knows? I mean, anything can happen. And, I mean, like I said, maybe Rapgod could stand on his head and face 40 shots a game. I mean, you don't know. You don't know what could happen. So, but while we wait for people to call, and we're going to view this week's gambling leaderboard. And the one, the only Bassani. He's sitting there with a whopping, he won a $2.2 million. I think he had a big win against, betting on the Nashville game this week. I can't remember, but kudos to Pisani. You know, I guess when you sit on the pine that long, you get time to bet, right? So
I just crunched numbers on the bench.
And that's what he's doing. But he did get to play a game this week, I noticed. He got one assist. He went, like, minus three. I think he was called up for an emergency game. But other than that, biggest bangs, Pisani's got $2.4 million. Eye the Breather is sitting there with 180,000. Looks like nobody's going to catch up to Pisani. Pisani, it looks like you're going to be the top gambler this season. So if you're going to be successful at anything, I guess it must be psych gambling. If you got time on the undress bench, it's too bad because this guy's active, right? I mean, he's betting on games and whatnot. I guess if you had a little bit of a better attitude, you'd probably be sitting on an active roster right now. But I guess you don't see it that way. So there you have Pisani, $2.2 million. He's sitting on his bank right now, or $2.4 million. And it doesn't look like anybody's going to catch up to him. Biggest losers this week, he actually lost. Who's actually busted out this week? That's Brace Robbins gone. Even though he's a number cruncher, he's gone. Rainbow Treasure's sitting with him a little bit, $80. Eichel's out there as well. And it looks like the biggest losers for this week were Eye of the Breather. And Pisani actually lost some chump change there at $60,000. So keep up the gambling. We've got two more weeks of it. Playoffs start soon. I'm excited for that. I think playoffs are going to be starting for you guys, sitting in this, the two last-place teams in the league. Really, will it be a battle to see who actually takes the GOAT, maybe? Maybe that you guys will be battling it out to see who's the worst team in the league or gets the booby prize.
So we have so 7 points from fourth. I think we're...
Well, they could have a good week this week, and who knows? We'll see what happens. So, anybody on the free agent list that looks like they could help out? I mean, we're looking at your roster. You're sitting at a 14-man roster right now, really you don't have anybody else to pick up on Monday night. But New Jersey looks like you do have a chance to. If you call somebody up, you can pick somebody up off the free agent. Is there anybody on that free agency list that might stand out to you guys?
Not at the moment. Melissa Farted's been trying to be on our team for like the past 2 weeks, but he's got sort of an attitude problem from when I've talked to him, so doesn't look like he's going to crack the roster.
Well, that's too bad. I mean, there are some names on there. I know Big Pete is a pretty solid player. Devil's Lettuce can play, but I don't know how active these guys are. But keep in mind,
he's just got a white defenseman and crushing egos.
Yeah, well, that's just it. I don't owe you nothing, Maverick. With nothing. I might give you some for it. What is that noise?
I don't know. Someone sounds like they're playing like bongos or something.
What are you doing there? Are you into the wine coolers and penis already, Rep?
No, I was typing on my phone.
Trade block updated. Ooh.
Trade block has been updated. Yeah. Rap God, I wonder. I can't tell you who's on the trade block, but I can tell you. Oh my God!
We can't repeat it, but.
Oh my God!
Someone just drew a pair of balls.
All I can tell you right now, folks, is it big news on the trade block front. I can't tell you what's going on there, but Chicago has pulled the trigger, and owners can have a look at that because they're ready to move some people. And he could get his wrist slapped for this one. It's hard to say. But, you know, maybe it's an issue of, you know, wanting to move your buddies to a team that might win. Sometimes that happens. But, yeah, big news. Trade block updated. So good job to you guys. So we've got about actually no time left in the show. I want to thank my guest, King Direwolf, as well as Jay Resnick for helping host the show. I want to thank, of course, Rap God. Let's just talk about the schedule upcoming on Sunday night and give us an idea of some predictions who might pull some wins off this game. So the first game on the board is, well, King Direwolf, you're facing off against Nashville. That's going to be a tough game for you guys.
We face Nashville four times next week. I'm not excited.
Oh, that's going to hurt. Wow, that's going to be rough for you guys. And, of course, you guys will be facing the Nashville Predators. Chicago's going to be facing Boston. No lineups are out yet, so I can't really give you a prediction of what the lineups are. But what are you going to do against the Nashville Predators?
Just try and damn this, really. Well, Boston, we can handle Boston. Boston's not that concerning as Nashville. The only teams that have like consistently beat us is Nashville and Dallas, which is the team we face all the time now.
Well, I mean, if the news comes out as it is, there, I know there's going to be some issues with regards to infractions going into Nashville this week. I'm not really sure what they are, but that may be in your favor. There may be some guys that need to sit for the week, so it'll be interesting to see, because we all know when they had to sit one of their players in the week, a couple weeks previous, they had one of their worst weeks. So perhaps that'll be a favor for teams like you in Chicago, to help you pick up those extra wins if need be. But if A1 Free keeps playing the way he's been playing, you guys are fucked.
Yep.
Let's just put it that way. You're fucked.
Goalie's
nightmare.
Fucked.
Definitely a goalie's nightmare. So Toronto and Dallas will be facing off tomorrow night. Winnipeg, Montreal in the first game. And, of course, Chicago will be facing Montreal. You mean you guys got a pretty tough schedule the first night, playing the two top teams, you know, one of the top teams in there in the first two games. So, like I said before, if you could sneak wins out of those teams and then head into the rest of the week, with the exception of New Jersey having to play Nashville four times in a row, or four games, yeah, it'll be interesting, because I think by Wednesday or by Tuesday we should be able to tell where things are sitting for you, Chicago, right?
I'm just hoping that first night we can maybe pull out two or three points. That's all I want.
It'll be interesting to see what that trade block piece brings in there. See if
yeah,
that changes the theory.
Probably not much, because owners don't really make any real moves.
Well, it's not necessarily. Boston posted in the chat box earlier that they're willing to move some people. So let's have a look at them. I can tell right off the bat if anybody's – no trade offers have been made as of yet. But, you know, that's some big names out there. And, one big name. I mean, I might be a little bit nervous about one of the names just because he's been non-existent. But, the one name in that pack is a big name. So it'll be interesting to see if that will get a chance – that person will get a chance to maybe go into a team that has a chance. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. And I want to thank you guys all for coming on the show. We'll be back live for trade deadline night, and that's next week. Next Thursday we'll be back. We'll be here live coverage right up to the hour, letting you know what's going on with trades. Of course, we'll wrap up the week for next week. So I want to thank all my guests. Thank everybody participating in the All-Star Series. This is Lacar22 signing out from you from the blue line. We'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.